This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm sat in the studio today with...
Christine Wong, sorry.
Arvind Viraj.
She doesn't know who she is.
I was too busy getting up the poll results for the Instagram poll.
And how's it looking?
It is looking pretty similar. 72% now for yes and 28% for no. And no other responses so far. But most people are on the work from home hype train.
Mm-hmm. We're so close to hitting 400 votes over on Twitter. So if you haven't already voted, please do jump over there right now. We just need 9 more votes to get us into the 400s. And the numbers there have not really moved since earlier on today, of course. The numbers are at 37.9% of you say yes, 17.6 are at no, 43.2 on split shifts, and 1.3% of you are saying other. And to tell us what, we'd like to know what that other is, though.
Yeah, and I'm also interested to know what the 17.6% is. Like, why no? Like, why wouldn't you want to work from home? Because that'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting opinion, I guess. We have a message from Yasha, who says that no reason to be in the office if your job is a full-time desk job. You only need to be in the office when you're working on tenders to collect documents. Otherwise, there's no point spending 3 hours on the road every day when the time could be redirected to something more productive.
Yeah.
And that's my full name responded by saying, yes, I spend almost 3 hours daily on commuting by public transport, includes walking to the train station and transits. Now it's bliss to wake up at 8:30 a.m.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Right, final story of the day. We are talking about working from home, of course. We've had robot dogs in Singapore. Now, of course, we're staying in the... that nation down there in Singapore. It's a story from there, of course. This is slightly different, and I really like this story.
Yeah, so, you know, all of the things that you take with you when you get out of the house are like your car keys, your house keys, your wallet, and now your face mask.
Yep.
It will become inevitably a part of your daily routine. And like any other part of your daily routine, I can imagine a lot of people will get to their cars and then suddenly realize, I forgot my face mask at home. Oh, no. And... in sort of a response slash solution to this problem, a very unlikely company has stepped in to provide a solution. So during this period of time, many companies have had to find alternative ways to get their name out there and generate revenue, including the gaming company Razer.
This is them.
It is the actual gaming company that does the gaming computers.
Yeah.
But instead of doing the gaming computer, I mean, well, in line with and in addition to, on April 1st, 2020, instead of releasing their annual April Fool's joke, they decided to get serious and they announced that they would set up an automated factory to produce surgical masks to keep up with the demands around the world. And in less than a month, the factory was already ready to produce 5 million face masks to be donated to areas with shortages. And now... they've taken yet another step in fighting COVID-19 because they've announced they will be placing vending machines around Singapore that will dispense face masks.
Wow.
It will be a contactless vending machine. But of course, they have like an ulterior motive. They have an udang sebalik batu because the contactless vending machine will be using Razer Pay, as in that company's e-wallet, as a form of payment. So it couldn't be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. But all you need to do is let the machine scan your QR code generated in the Razer Pay app. Then you get yourself a clean, fresh face mask. And the first face mask will be free to everyone age 16 and above.
Smart.
Razer plans to get these vending machines up for everyone by the end of Singapore's circuit breaker, which is scheduled to end on the 1st of June. And the vending machines will go into beta testing from yesterday to the 2nd of June. Those who want to participate in the beta must download the Razer Pay app and verify their accounts. So it's available on iOS, Apple App Store, and also the Android Google Play as well. Razer CEO Ming Liang Tan said, masks have inevitably become a scarce necessity during this pandemic as we take precautionary measures to curb the spread of the virus. And now that Razer's dedicated mask production line is officially open, we will make it our responsibility as Singaporeans to step up and support the community. And to ensure that the supply of face masks keeps flowing, Razer has partnered up with Sinningdale Tech, a Singaporean manufacturing company that's able to produce 5 million masks in a month, which will increase to 10 million a month soon. And as of now, the locations of these vending machines will be in JustCo co-working space centers in the central business districts of Singapore and Fraser's property retail malls as well. And then you can also, as a bonus, use the Razer Pay app to find the location of the vending machines. They seem to have answered all the questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. they've built like the whole ecosystem into their app or their platform. Mm-hmm. But it's smart. I mean, I love that. I mean, I don't love that we have mask vending machines, but because we need masks, I guess it's more convenient if they are in vending machines.
Mm-hmm. My question is, should things get better and the pandemic, you know, calm down a lot quicker than we think, what's going to happen to these vending machines? What's going to be the secondary purpose of them?
So my sort of perspective on this is that as long as you have the vending machine skeleton set up, technically speaking, you could just repurpose the inside.
Right.
And so any other product, let's say, for example, Amiibo cards, because those are a gaming thing for the Nintendo Switch and 3DS.
Yep.
As a gaming company, they could very easily just slip in and slip out, and then that could be an interesting way of getting those out there, right? Or you could use it to, like, bottle water and the typical vending machine fare that you would get, the food and beverage stuff. So I think, you know, there's definitely room, you know, for flexibility in Razer's model. And I think it's so smart for them to use their e-wallet as basically the only form of payment that I can see. I don't know if there is any alternative form of payment that they have available. It's still in beta testing as well, obviously. But that is the primary way to find the vending machines in the first place.
And also it's going to be around for at least a year.
Yeah,
so but that's, you know.
I mean, it's smart, but it's also a way of shooting themselves in the foot a little bit, because people will. Yeah, I do. I think people will just be like, I don't want to do that, you know.
I think you'd be surprised, because I know for a fact that sometimes I can be very forgettable, clearly. And, you know, the few times that I have left the house without something important, I've been like, oh, if only I could get something like that quickly, that is the perfect solution. Mm. So I think I would download an app if I was facing that situation.
I wonder if their masks light up like their keyboards.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were like special editions
and
stuff.
Course,
I am frankly surprised that more big companies haven't already started selling branded masks, like a Darth Vader mask, for example.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
Don't give the Disney people ideas.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised it hasn't already happened, because it should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
You know, if I end up with like...
I want a Darth Vader mask.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See what
it sounds like that.
Right.
Like, oh. It keeps you
maybe
safe.
Maybe that should be my side hustle. I should call up Disney and set that up.
This is the way. That's what's going to be happening next. You know, we're going to be... Yes, Christine, thank you very much. Now you... Anyway, right, ladies and gents, we've got some more messages that we're going to get through before the end of the show. WhatsApp, let's hit those up right now.
Yeah, so this comes from Ruben, who says, yes, as long as there's no vaccine, so work from home.
Yep.
This comes from what? From Joanna, who says that, yes, I would love working from home. I get to take afternoon naps.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Vivegan says, nope, because I end up working much longer hours while working from home. I'd like to retain that what little work-life balance I had while I was working from the office, please and thank you. Sai says that, yes to working from home, but someone better come up with a solid contingency if and when any of the infrastructure goes down. So maybe internet connections, I guess.
Good point.
Yeah, and that's about it.
All right, we have to wrap up for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, thank you very much for all of your votes. Let's just have a quick final tally of the numbers on the votes. We are at 403 votes.
Yay!
We hit our target for the day. Thank you very much. Right, time for us to wrap up. But don't forget, we have the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after 1 o'clock. Green Packet has been making strides in the fintech and e-wallet space through their payment gateway service, Kipple Pay, over the past year. Are they able to compete with the bigger e-wallet players in a crowded market? How are they leveraging on the acceleration of digital services demanding results from the pandemic? They discussed Green Packet's prospects with their founder, CC Puan, who retook the reins of the company in July 2019. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. That's it for today, folks. Of course, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll be in the studio from 10 a.m. and Biz Bytes will be happening at noon. I'm Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, we just want to say thank you very much. We're wrapping up with some music from Shocking Blue with Love Machine here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.